Time now for Matt's opening thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And here we go.
I mean, it's really nothing more than a self-absorbed monologue, a chance for Matt to rant about something and pretend he's a serious radio personality instead of a gas bag. Let's face it, he stole this idea from Dennis Miller.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Let's talk about football that isn't the NFL. The XFL season starts this weekend. And for me, it brings up so many fascinating issues of what the NFL could become. What could they learn? Also, just how much do Americans love football? What is the impact of sports betting can have on making spring football a thing that actually survives? You know, what will be the innovations the XFL will do, rules that maybe the NFL will steal? Now, before I continue, to all the CFL and Argo fans who complain, what about some attention to the CFL? What about attention to them? Done and done. I'm glad you asked. My favorite moments from CFL free agency over the last 48 hours, Edmonton getting Eugene Lewis, the best receiver in the CFL over the last 3 years, getting him from Montreal, getting Stephen Dunbar, who had 1,000 yards with Hamilton last year, getting those two players to surround the young quarterback, Taylor Cornelius, good move. Montreal getting Cody Fajardo. How does Cody look without Saskatchewan's offensive line? Saskatchewan, Trevor Harris is going there. Careful, Trevor. That offensive line needs help, but you did get Jake Winicky. You took him from Montreal as well. The top deep threat receiver 2 years ago. And finally, Toronto going out and getting Darius Pickett, a great linebacker, and Florian Omelad, who is a defensive lineman you might not have heard of. But the guy led the league in quarterback pressures last year, and to quote Derek Taylor, I bet the guy gets double-digit sacks in 2023. The Argonauts defense is going to be even better. Now, if you want some value, why not grab Ottawa at 12-1? Jeremiah Masoli is back, and they just re-signed the reigning defensive player of the year. Ottawa 12-1. That is some value. All right, moving over to the next football we will see. What I find interesting about the XFL is the ambition to try something that has done nothing but fail. Every spring league eventually fails, often in the first year, definitely after the end of the second. Even NFL Europe, the United Football League, the Fall Experimental Football League, the Alliance of American Football. There's 100 other football leagues. Just go look at McLeod Bethel Thompson's resume and you will find football leagues you've never heard of. The XFL, they failed twice. They lasted one season in 2001. They lost $70 million. They tried again in 2020, but dead on arrival. Won't blame them. That was on COVID. Then came Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his business partners. They acquired the intellectual property of the XFL for $15 million. So why will this version work? Well, let's see. They got the star power of The Rock. That'll help. But there's one big difference about this version and the past two. It's sports betting. You can go on to FanDuel right now. You'll find bets for the XFL. This is the first time that it's legal. A total of 36 states have legalized sports gambling since the start of 2018. Why do you think we're doing this show? That number will soon be 40. Or sorry, the amount of states, it's soon going to hit 40. ESPN is planning on having gambling info, lines, totals littered all over the screen for XFL games. Also, the XFL, they'll soon have a sports gambling partnership. It's going to happen. So the big issue, money. At the very least, they'll have a healthy source of revenue that never been around before. Betting aside, let's put that to the side. We'll get plenty more access of coaches and players and what's actually being said on the field. That could be fun. Maybe they don't make it as sterile and conservative and protect the sanctity of sports that we see in every other league. Even better, we got some new rules to have fun with. Onside kick never works. Never works in football. Never. Now, a team, if they want to go for an onside kick, they have to attempt a 4th and 15 from its own 25-yard line. Will it work? I don't know, but it's going to be better than what we have now. Coaches will be able to challenge anything once per game. Anything. By the way, teams can score 3 points after scoring a touchdown if they elect to place the ball at the 10-yard line following a touchdown. Great. I love it. So you got new rules, new access, you get more money coming from sports betting. Maybe the XFL can make a go of it. But see, in the end, there are two big keys for the XFL to work. One, can they create a star that is bigger than the coaches? The Vegas Vipers, they got Rod Woodson, Hall of Famer. The San Antonio Brahmas, I don't know what a Brahma Bowl. They got Hines Ward, Super Bowl MVP, should be a Hall of Famer. We'll save that debate for late July. The Houston Roughnecks, Wade Phillips, great defensive coordinator, won a Super Bowl in Denver. Great years in Buffalo and Dallas as a head coach. So for the XFL to survive, they need to have players whose names become a bigger headline than the coaches. Now, the biggest key, if this XFL is to truly survive, can they ever have a player who becomes a bigger draw than The Rock? That one I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, right now, there's not a lot of stars in the XFL. You got Josh Gordon, who had one incredible year with Cleveland when Brandon Weeden was his quarterback. Martavius Bryant, never worked out in Pittsburgh, a lot of talent. For college football fans, A.J. McCarron, that guy was a stud at Alabama. Those other former first-round picks, Paxton Lynch, I don't know. Guy couldn't cut it in the CFL. Was he going to cut it in the XFL? Vic Beasley, he was an all-pro in 2015 with the Falcons. As a fan of all football, I write for the CFL. I do weekly columns or weekly picks for the NFL. You know, I'll put it on. I'll see what it's all about. I'm curious to see what it looks like week one this weekend. More importantly, what does it look like by season's end? Can it survive more than 1 year? If it does, you can bet that sports betting is going to be a big reason why the XFL survives. By the way, take the Vegas Vipers to win it all, plus 750 on FanDuel. Rod Woodson, Martavius Bryant, maybe a little Steeler magic. And that is my opening thought.
I'm finished.